You're about to listen to the newest family member of SeavillePodcast.com. It's Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here in Charlottesville. Dr. Tripp Stewart will give you tips and information you need that can help for your pet's safety. Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital is open 365 days a year, including 24-hour coverage on all major holidays.
Hello, this is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. I'm back again with another podcast. I hope you guys find these useful. Today I want to talk about heartworm disease. It's something that's really important in this area and anywhere in the East Coast or Mid-Atlantic. Heartworm disease is heartworms are a parasitic worm. They're Dire Filaria imidus. It's in the roundworm family, and it is solely transmitted by mosquitoes, so keep that in mind. Only mosquitoes. The worm must mature in the life inside the mosquito. The life cycle must occur in the mosquito, and there's no other vector. So you cannot get heartworm disease from, say, a tick or a dog bite or a snake bite. Although people think that, it's not the case. The main host or the definitive host of heartworm is the dog. But this disease can infect cats and ferrets as other domestic animals, wildlife like wolves, sea lions, foxes, other felines and canines. It's pretty rampant out in the wild as well, and we've kind of spread it by having such a large dog population. California sea lions are severely at risk, as are the East Coast foxes and things like that. And in Virginia, heartworm disease is really a big problem. And I'm going to speak about Virginia, but it's all up and down the coast, from all the way from Florida to New York and west past the Midwest. In 2004, Virginia reported 4,344 cases of heartworms in dogs alone. And in 2007, the Charlottesville area reported between 50 to 100 cases per clinic. So that's quite a number of incidences, especially in this day and age where prevention is so widespread. We've known about heartworm disease for well over 100 years in dogs and about 90 years in cats, so it's certainly an old disease. It's nothing new, nothing we're just breaking out and discovering. The important things about heartworm disease to understand is a life cycle, because this is the way to break the disease. First, it starts with an infected mosquito. It's flying around the air. It bites your dog. It releases its young into your dog when it's drinking. Now, your dog now has young heartworms circulating through its bloodstream. That dog goes outside, and now a new mosquito, which does not have heartworm, bites your dog and pulls those young heartworm worms into its system. 10 to 14 days later, these microfilaria, that's what they're called, mature in the mosquito. Then when that mosquito bites another dog, it injects those larvae into that dog. So if you're following me, it takes one mosquito that has it, and the whole thing starts off, and then it can spread from dog to mosquitoes. Every time your infected dog gets bit by a mosquito, you just infected that mosquito. After about 6 months, the larvae mature, and they migrate to the pulmonary artery system. This is the vessels from your heart to your lungs. It's really a misnomer. Heartworm is more in the lung vessels than the heart itself, although they can go into the heart and often do go into the aorta and other major vessels of the heart. And these worms can live up to 7 years in your dog's heart and vessels, and they can be 30 centimeters in length. That's quite a big worm. You can get hundreds of them in a dog's heart that literally just clog up all the vessels and arteries of the heart. It's pretty nasty to see. We see it on necropsy. Very rarely do people get to see it any other time. So to make a point, though, you must have a mosquito to make this occur. You cannot get it from any other method. Dogs and cats have similar infections. Cats have heartworm as well, which is something I'm going to touch on a little later, but it is an important disease in cats. So what are some signs in the dog that your dog has heartworm? It varies with the number of worms. Some dogs have one worm. That's it. Just one worm made it there, and that worm is really just going to cause a chronic long-term, potentially a chronic long-term problem, but you're not going to see the signs of that maybe even never. But the location of the worms and the number of worms certainly dictates the symptoms. But what you're looking for is excessive exercise intolerance, a cough, lethargy, inappetence, weight loss, signs that are involved with the heart and lungs, and a chronic sick animal. So you have a dog that has a cough and some weight loss and is just not running as well as it used to. That dog is definitely a candidate for heartworm disease. In cats, it only takes a few worms, 1 to 5 worms. That's it. Dogs can have hundreds of worms. Cats cats only 1 to 5 worms because they have much smaller vessels and much smaller hearts. And you're going to see a variety of respiratory and cardiac symptoms like coughing, gagging, vomiting, weight loss, lethargy, asthmatic symptoms, respiratory problems. This is a real problem in cats. How do we detect heartworm? It's fairly simple with a blood test. In a dog, we do what's called an antigen test, which tests the actual chemicals coming off the worms. It's a snap test. Your veterinarian can do it. Shouldn't take more than 15 minutes or so. In cats, we do an antibody test, which is the cat's reaction to the worms, which is a little less sensitive, and sometimes you can miss positives, but it's the best test we have. If the dog is seriously infected, you can even just take a drop of the dog's blood from anywhere, any part of the dog, put it on a microscope slide, look under a microscope, and you will actually see these baby worms swimming around the blood cells. I mean, you'll have millions and millions and millions of these worms in your dog to the point where you just take a drop of the blood and you can look at it and you'll see these worms. It's kind of interesting. Once a dog's diagnosed, then you can do x-rays and ultrasound to see how severe it is, what the worm burden is and things like that. And then treatment, will be based on the severity. The most important thing with these animals is prevention. And we'll go into treatment in a second, but I kind of want to stress prevention. Prevention of heartworm disease is very easy, actually. Unfortunately, there are no over-the-counter drugs that do this. They are all prescription drugs from your veterinarian. So if you go to Walmart or Kmart or wherever it is, and I'm not picking those two out specifically, but if you go somewhere and you buy what's a heartworm-labeled drug or from your pet store, it's probably not a heartworm-labeled drug. And I'm not sure how they get away with seeing it. I've seen a few of those on the shelves, but it's not heartworm prevention. Roundworm, yes. Hookworms, yes, but not heartworm. The drugs we usually use are ivermectin, milbemycin, selamectin. All the drugs, HeartGuard, Revolution, Interceptor, there are probably 10 products, maybe more, Iverheart, that work on preventing heartworm disease. And these drugs, believe it or not, are over 99% effective. There are dogs that do get heartworm while on these drugs, but it's less than 1%. It's a very small percentage. And even these drugs are so safe and so effective that even if you miss a month, because you're given every month, even if you miss a month, the percentage of success probably goes down just to 95%. When you get to miss more than 1 or 2 months, then you're losing major percentage points. But the drugs are extremely safe. They can be given to pregnant dogs, sick dogs, pregnant cats, sick cats. Cat heartworm prevention is the same. There's two main drugs for that. That's HeartGuard and Revolution, although they can get Interceptor as well. The cats do have their own line of heartworm prevention drugs, and it is important if you have an outdoor cat in the Virginia area to consider giving them heartworm prevention. So feline heartworm disease, now we'll talk about treatment briefly. Feline heartworm disease has no effective treatment. There's no approved treatment in the United States, and these cats are really in big trouble. The good news is most cats can actually clear the disease to some degree by themselves. So it's not every cat that gets bitten by a heartworm-positive mosquito that's going to develop heartworm disease, unlike dogs. These cats can have their body clear the worms, and they can actually survive. However, having said that, if a cat does get even 1, 2, 3 worms mature inside the cat, it's a major problem. These cats can actually, very often, they'll die. If the cat clears the worms as well on its own, the dead worms are then a problem. It's a life-threatening condition, and you're a veterinarian, and you need to discuss treatment options. There are options to lessen the chances of fatality. There are other things that can lessen the uncomfortableness of the cat. In dogs, treatment is a series of injections administered by your veterinarian. These are injections in the lower back of the dog, and then it's a matter of strict cage rest after that and close veterinary supervision. And the reason is, imagine if you had 100 worms in your heart and you all of a sudden killed them, or killed them fairly rapidly, where are they going to go? It's not like intestinal worms, which you can defecate out. These are in the bloodstream. These are 30-centimeter worms, 130-centimeter worms that are then going to die and start being kind of blown apart by the force of the bloodstream. Your blood can go over 100 miles an hour when it's pumped through your heart. And these worms are blown apart, and bits of the worms are then going to circulate through your body. And the risk is that they break loose, die, and they can travel through the bloodstream into your lungs, kidneys. They can go into smaller vessels and legs. I've seen dogs with suspected heartworm clots where their toes even fall off. Dogs that drop dead when their lungs fill with blood because the worms block off the vessels of the lungs. It's a serious problem. This is not something you want to just say, oh, he's got heart disease, we'll treat it. It's something to consider, and strict cage rest for a month is part of the treatment. After the cage rest, if you remember my discussion about the life cycle of the heartworm, after giving the injections in the back to kill the adult worms, we then have to wait and then kill those babies again because your dog still has the life cycle circulating babies in their heart and bloodstream, and that's another set of possible complications when all those baby worms die. The long and the short is that you don't want to go to treatment. Treatment can be hundreds to thousands of dollars easily. And I would say thousands is probably more along the normal line of it, where prevention is, you know, $5 or $6 a month, which is a pill. It takes a lot of months to add up to $1,000. So, you know, the main thing about heart disease is it's a preventable disease. It's preventable. It is treatable in dogs. But it's not something you want to put your dog through financially for yourself. Pain and suffering for your dog or chance of success is not nearly as high. One thing about heartworm disease, which is a bonus, is it's not a human concern. People don't get heartworm disease. There are rare, rare, rare cases where people do get it and your body fights it off and you get like a lung granuloma. And the only risk to that is if you then were going to get screened for cancer, it does look kind of like a fuzzy spot on the x-rays, and doctors may want to take a biopsy of it. But for the most part, it's not something you can get. You can't get it from dog bites. You can't get it from dirty food and water. It's not something that you think you're going to get. The other intestinal worms, hookworms, roundworms, things like that, those you can get, but heartworms not one of them. A side effect of the heartworm pills, which is good, is usually most of them also clear up hookworms and roundworms because the heartworms are so much harder to kill that the other worms fall prey before you get to the heartworms. I hope this was helpful. I hope everyone puts their dog on heartworm prevention and really considers putting their cats on heartworm prevention. Certainly when mosquitoes are active in the summer, spring, and fall. In the dead of winter, it's probably not something you have to worry about as much, but you never know. I get bit by mosquitoes in my own house in the winter when the heat's on. I hope this was helpful, and please visit our website for more blogs and podcasts. Again, this is Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. Thanks.